Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts. I want to talk about something that I think a lot of people should know about, including Christians. It's to be stable in any situation that comes your way. What does that mean, to be stable? In other words, when everything's going wrong, how do you make everything go wrong, go right in the midst of all that stuff? Well, first, let me give you a scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable. Notice that. Steadfast, stable, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. How I stay stable in my life is I always abound in the work of the Lord. That's spiritually, physically, financially. I'm doing something every day of the work of the Lord, not only in my ministry here, like I'm talking to you, but in, like, for example, I'm a stable person, no matter when everything's going wrong. If people have financial trouble and I see that they're having it, well, I'll make them stable. And what I mean by that, I'll say, well, Lord, especially if I'm at a restaurant or something, I say, well, that waiter or that waitress needs a nice tip. That would help them out. You see what I'm saying? Now I'm able to give the tip, not because I'm wealthy and all that kind of stuff, but I ain't doing bad. Let me just say that. But what happens is the Lord just wanting to bless me. That's abounding in the work of the Lord. Now, I don't let people take advantage of me in any way, shape, or form. People try that. I refuse. See, that's what I mean by being stable. Everything going right. It's kind of like your children. They're stable when they have a stable parents. See, but if the kids see the parents going crazy, mama screaming, daddy screaming, that freaks everything out. The kids don't know how to handle it. And it can be babies. Babies will notice it too. So to be stable is to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. That's in every area of your life. Here's another scripture, Isaiah chapter 33, verses 5 and 6. The Lord is exalted, for he dwelleth on high. He hath filled Zion with judgment and righteousness, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times. See, now when you got wisdom is the ability to use knowledge. Some people have a lot of knowledge, but no wisdom. And there's some people, they don't have no knowledge, but they got a lot of wisdom. And knowledge means, in other words, you're educated. Watch it. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. Ooh, that means strength of soundness. For the fear of the Lord, the respect of the Lord is his treasure. In other words, when you know in whom you have believed, then you're persuaded. Now, once you're persuaded, you're persuaded. It don't matter what the world does. I don't deny what the world does. I don't do this, close my eyes. No. I deny its right to affect me. Well, how come it don't affect you, but just because you got more faith than us? No. But I've learned to abound in the work of the Lord. See, it's hard to hit a moving target. You know what I'm saying? Say it's hard to hit you. I mean, like, if you're going hunting and that deer is running, you're going to have to be one fine shot to get him. See what I'm saying? But if he's standing there looking at you, or turning sideways like that, you can get him. See, it's being stable in your marriage. In other words, when you feel the heat begin to come, the anger, all that kind of stuff, you can shut that down. And I mean, immediately start talking to yourself out loud and tell your husband or your wife if you're about ready to get into it. We're not going to do that today. That's just the devil trying to bother you and bother me. And he's going to try to make me accuse you, and you're going to try to accuse me when he's the accuser of the brethren. Now, that's abounding in the work of the Lord. See what I'm saying? So when my ministry does things, and the other day we had something kind of blow up around here, technologically, man, I mean, it hit everything. And the people said, well, we got people to know how to handle that. But they had to go search it out and find out what was causing the problem. But we didn't just close the office and said, oh, Jesus, oh, God, start bawling and squalling. No. We stayed stable, steadfast, immovable, because we know nothing can stop the work of God, no matter what, where, how, any country, any place you live. It won't stop it. The devil may be able to stop you, but he can't stop the word of God, see? It just goes on. And see, that's to understand that. Let me say that, for you to understand what I'm talking about, let me say 1 Corinthians 15, 58 again. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And I love that part. I mean, I know when I'm doing something for the Lord, my labor's not in vain. Well, it don't look like it's working. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved by what I believe. You see, that's abounding. I'm immovable. I will not, you can say all you want. I'm just going to know that my labor is not in vain in God. Faith that fact, and you'll be stable spiritually, physically, financially, in your marriage, at your job, without any problem at all. Get that, and it will work for you.